That's WilliamHill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
All right, here we go on this.
What's today? I'm lost.
A Thursday! We should know after a winning Wednesday for the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll get to the Knights inside of 5 minutes here. Big Mac across the way. Ryan McKinnell. Chrissy is here.
Chrissy?
What's going on, Chrissy? All right? You got a shawl look there. I like that.
Thank
Not
you.
Not in that way. I don't mean creepy.
Thank you. I appreciate
those
that.
Those tassels? What are those?
Fringe?
Fringe! That's it. Fringe. I don't think Steve can ever be creepy. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, it's creepy. Not really. It's not in here.
Really? I didn't come across creepy yesterday?
I think you can try to be creepy.
I tried yesterday.
Actually, yesterday.
With the Russians?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was kind of creepy. Yeah. But you were trying. I don't think, like, to be creepy, you have to have that aloofness, right? You don't have that. You're not creepy. If you're being creepy, you're trying to be creepy. So it's kind of an endearing thing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and we actually talked about the Minnesota Love Boat.
Hey, did that get creepy?
And no, that didn't come across creepy at all.
That's a creepy test. You can talk about orgies on boats and be totally straight.
We talked about Brian McKinney's role a little bit because he was on with us.
Oh, that's good.
Earlier in the
first
week.
First time on?
Is that
what you
led
with? Hey, yeah. How's that orgy?
Well, no, we closed out with it and he just started laughing. He's like, yeah, I can't talk about it yet.
Steve's like, I'm waiting for the book.
There's people that are still married. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can't really get into it.
And then it got weird with Chrissy and I afterwards because then I was like, man, bachelor parties I've been to.
Well, because
and
I
started telling stories and I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you start being honest about your past, I mean, I'm creepy too. Like, I've seen and done stuff that I'm probably not particularly proud of. But, you know, that's when you're young. And listen, I think.
But that's also why we don't come on the air.
Yes.
I hear so many people in the media who are like, holier than thou, like, oh, we're never that Love Boat thing. I'm like, eh, I don't know.
Well, yeah,
I don't know what I would have been doing.
But
on the boat.
That's, and I don't think
I would have been doing what Brian McKinney was reported to have been doing. But
listen, we were kind of talking about this before the show in regards to something else. But you never know what you're going to do until you're presented with an option and put in that situation.
Exactly,
and it's difficult. And I honestly, frankly, disrespectful to the people in the situation to assume you would do something, whether that's in a moment of trauma, like running into a burning building, and saving a baby, or whether it's participating in an orgy. You just don't know what you're going to do until that moment is presented to you. So don't be so judgmental, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm headed to a bachelorette party in New Orleans tomorrow, so.
Man, when are you leaving? After the show?
No.
Before?
Yes.
Are we having this discussion about New Orleans at some point?
We're
clear with that.
We were just talking about you don't know what you're going to do until you're in the situation. But yeah, I do need a lot of tips about NOLA. Isn't that like the nickname?
I just think, you know, Yelp is your friend. you're already off on a great foot. You're off running.
You can go with that.
Yeah.
I was trying to sound hip.
I mean, you know me. I mean, I'm food and food. So that would be my only concern going to New Orleans is
like, where do I eat?
Where do I eat?
After I finish eating,
I spend the next 2 hours figuring out where I'll be in 2 hours to eat.
Well,
so that would be my
15 of them have been there. They were there today, so they're already.
That sounded creepy.
Very, very
that
drunk.
Now that was kind of creepy. Gruff, really?
What age group?
Tell me more.
Let's see. It's like 25 to ooh. 32.
Hello.
Hits you 32. With the ooh.
All right.
He approves. That's right in his wheelhouse. At 25 to 32.
I'll be sure to tag you both in a bride tribe. Picture.
Now, is this like a lot of penis hats and like, you know, stuff like that? Like, I mean, like bachelorette parties seem to. you know, have a different vibe about them.
Yeah.
There's a big inflatable thing. And then,
like, you need to start posting pictures now?
Yeah. I'm
let the audience in on the Chrissy New Orleans bachelorette
attacks
trip.
Nola. I totally will. I mean, I will tweet out tomorrow night going out.
Well, don't make promises
you
can't keep, because there hits a certain hour when no one should be tweeting. So you do have to have a little bit of.
What is that hour?
Well, I mean, you got to judge that yourself.
East Coast.
I think the hour is different for everyone.
New Orleans makes it different, too. You can start drinking early.
Yeah.
That is their plan.
You can do the absinthe and then you're done for the day.
The world is your oyster.
You know who you need to speak to is the Markness. Our promotions guy is a New Orleans junkie.
Really?
Yeah. He knows all the pitfalls.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to go on like a haunted tour, but that
was
vetoed quickly.
Oh, I got to really?
Because...
Well, there's no time to go on tours. You guys are just supposed to get drunk.
Yep.
Well, I mean, getting faded and going on a haunted tour would be pretty fun. I'm just saying. You can get drunk and go see haunted buildings and graveyards.
See, now that is that's like the perfect date.
I guess. I heard fear is an aphrodisiac, so it's like fear and laughing. I mean, if you can combine those, I don't know. Find some...
something to live for.
I don't know. I was always scared by the penis hat girls, so I don't know how that does as far as... I mean, you're a group of girls. You'll be fine. But it was always a little worrisome to me.
We got a tiara.
Very aggressive.
For no phallic...
The hat or the...
Just the bachelorette party in general.
Well,
it's like a thing.
It's a hard nut to crack.
Yeah.
Because it's like a protective shield.
Yeah.
So if you try to make a run at one of them... Don't take this the wrong way, ladies. But generally, you can make a run at a bachelorette party.
Sure.
And then there can be some other ladies in the group who are like, I'm not cool with men right now. I'm not in a good mood. And then, you know, they kind of pull them back from the battle. To break a woman out of a group of 15 is tough.
If it's a video game, it's one hell of a final boss.
What does that mean?
You level up. You go through different levels. Each boss gets more difficult. Like
the
bachelorette party is like
this video game
King
stuff.
Koopa. It's like the King Koopa.
Oh, nice reference.
Yeah, well,
King
I went back
Koopa.
30 years for Steve.
I don't even know that one.
Jesus.
I am not a video guy. Let me tell you. Did anyone notice... Last night after the game, if you were out and about, and there were a lot of parties around town, boy, the images from outside T-Mobile were awesome. A few thousand people out there going nuts. Downtown at the Outdoor Event Center, there were thousands of people there. So if you were out at a local establishment, even if you went to a local establishment after the game, if you noticed, a lot of folks didn't change the TV from NBC. This is NBC Sports Network. After the game, after post-game, comes on this, like, at least an hour, maybe 90 minutes of a video game qualifying tournament for the national title in Vegas. It was coming from Toronto, and I'm just watching this
for NHL.
Without the sound on for the NHL, and I'm like, how? I still don't get it, but I don't understand how this is a thing, but I saw a guy up there who used to cover a lot of MMA, and I'm like, I bet you he's announcing.
Order.
Yeah. I'm like, he's probably making bank on this. I'm not going to sit and judge.
No, you
this
can't.
Is brilliant. 16-year-old playing a 22-year-old in NHL video games, and they're sitting there breaking it down.
Yeah, listen.
Like, what is this?
I had this argument with Adam not too long ago where he had basically said it's a fad and it's going to fall off. And
it's not.
To him while he's sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
And I will say this from a standpoint of not being on the video game watching tip because I like to play it, right? And NHL is my game. I'm an ultimate team player. I have a really good squad. I'm probably top 2,000 or 3,000 in the world. So like when I watch those, like I see strategy and I feel like I can compete with them.
Oh my god.
But watching that stuff also, the first time I did watched live video games like being competitively, I guess, put out there to the world to consume, I stood back and watched it from just okay. Once I heard that they were selling out Mandalay Bay for the World Championships for Street Fighter, and I had to have a friend explain it to me that, no, they're actually selling tickets and people are paying to go watch people
Unreal.
Play a video game. Yeah,
Unreal,
blew my mind. So then I sat down and watched it, and I realized it clicked with me. Now, it's still not for me, but I understood the idea, right? I can play horse. I can shoot a basketball. I'm from Indiana. I can play basketball. I don't really like playing defense, but I can play. But I much prefer watching people better than me like LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, right? Well, the same thing applies to video games. I can play video games, and maybe I just can't play that well. So you want to see people better than you do it. And that's where listen, video games are a part of the generation. A good amount of,
yeah, you're right.
You know, 10 to 40 to 50-year-olds play them.
to be shake the fist of the sun guy. Right. We always hear, kids don't go outside and play like we used to. Yeah, this is what they do. So if they can make money off it and their sponsorship money and it gets ratings, you know, then I guess it's a new sport. Esports. So speaking of VGK last night, that was, we have so many elements to cover in the game. That was awesome on so many fronts. First of all, what was the atmosphere like in the building? Because I was asking you, hey, what do you think it's going to be like at the very beginning? Because as I was walking away from the arena afterwards, there were still a ton of people still walking in, so some late arrivals. And did Jets fans actually get in?
Yeah, they did. I was expecting a few hundred, and it was probably closer to 1,000, maybe 1,500. They were well represented. And I actually talked to some fans, three gentlemen, younger cats, that came in when I was walking in because we finished the show at 6. So I walked in at Puck Drop. And
you saw it, right?
What?
You saw the Puck Drop?
Oh, yeah, I made Puck Drop.
Because I thought about it as I heard the first goal scored. I'm like, oh, crap. I hope Big Mac made it from the show to his seat to watch the first goal.
I walked in right during the anthem, my favorite part. You know, took my head off like a good American. Enjoyed all the festivities, watched the pregame video package.
Did you watch the Canadian anthem?
I did. And that is actually, that's where I got a good estimate of how many people were actually in the building because they have a chant similar to our Knights.
Right.
When they mention the North and the O Canada, Winnipeg yells out to their I guess, line. And it was a good representation. I was like, oh, that's more than I had thought.
Anyone talk to Golden Pipes? Because Duva said on radio that he thought Golden Pipes actually welled up a little bit. In between the songs.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I did. I saw a lot of chatter about how he was tearing up because of...
Well, that must have,
because of all the fans that were... They gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, well, and he's probably... he probably feels very fortunate that he's still doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... And I don't mean... I mean, listen, we love him, right?
They replaced a lot of the regulars with around the NHL with superstars from the area.
Yeah. So, no, he's probably really excited that he's... I mean, he seems to be a season ticket holder. He's got the scarf that you get when you're the season ticket holder, and he's got the night shields that they give out in the season ticket pack, so I think he's friends with other season ticket holders, so he brings the community in. And, I mean, listen, he does a great job. He's a really good anthem singer. He really is. He holds his notes well. He's got a lot of power. He delivers it well. He's not too short. He's not too long. He doesn't make it about himself. He's a good singer.
So we got hockey and hoops today. We got coaches versus cancer golf tournament in town, so a bunch of college coaches are around, including the guy who's always here, Marvin Menzies. He's going to join us inside of about 10 minutes. We're going to talk to coaching legend Jim Harrick a little later in the show, and we're certainly going to break down what was a really cool game last night. Lots of back and forth.
History.
You know, nerve-wracking moments. Hey, can the Jets come back on the Vegas Golden Knights? Who was the star last night? Marshy or Flower? So we'll get into all those debates. Also, the Open, which was incredible. Most of the reports I saw out there said, hey, this is really, really cool, and kind of suggested, hey, maybe the NHL doesn't need to be so stiff, and Vegas is setting a great example.
The crew over at Findlay Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
Lotus Broadcasting, 13 Action News, and the Las Vegas 51s are teaming up for Military Appreciation Night, benefiting Honor Flight of Southern Nevada. Join us Friday, May 25th at Cashman Field as the 51s take on Tacoma and make this a special event for our local veterans.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our Memorial Day sale, going on now, is the biggest one of the year. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. No brand in the world has a higher customer satisfaction rating than Tempur-Pedic. Plus, you can get up to $300 instant store credit. Still need more? Okay, how does zero financing for 72 months grab you? Pretty sweet, huh? Best service, best selection, best prices, Best Mattress. Home of the 128-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall is having a huge sales event where all 2018 RDX models must go to make room for the 2019 models. Receive up to $4,000 off a lease on a new RDX or $3,500 off the purchase of a new RDX. Plus, receive 2 years of free maintenance. This offer is only available for a short time. Finley Acura has access to the largest pre-owned inventory in all of Nevada. So don't delay. Come down today. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Flipped in, and now the Knights come the other way. It's a pass toward Marchessault. He gets to the puck, works in front. He scores! Jonathan Marchessault, another backhander, and the Knights lead 1-0. 35 seconds into game three. Turn down
for what? Quick start for the Knights. Well, that was awesome. That's got the crowd even more into it. They go on to win, late goal, empty netter. I haven't enjoyed that. Usually an empty netter is not that exciting, but the empty netter was cool. 4-2. 2-1 now in the series. We'll be back out in front of T-Mobile tomorrow with a live show leading into Game 4. We got a cool event. We got a lot of cool events going on right now. Obviously, Western Conference Finals. We got EDC coming up. We've got a great charitable event that starts on Sunday, goes through Tuesday. Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament. So legendary coaches are in town, helping to raise awareness like they do all year for Coaches versus Cancer. And our own UNLV head coach, Marvin Menzies, will be part of it. And he joins Cofield and Company here on this Thursday. What's up, Coach?
Hey, doing great. I thought you were calling me one of the legendary coaches involved. I was going to tell you to pump your brakes a little bit.
Is that based on, hey, I don't want to be called old, or I still have a lot more to accomplish?
probably a little bit of both.
All right. Do you have VGK fever? You were at the game last night, right?
Yeah, man, that was a blast. Holy smokes. I hadn't been able to attend, obviously. Been a tad busy trying to rebuild the situation, but I just kept hearing about all the phenomenal job that they do from a marketing standpoint and an entertainment standpoint, and I said, I got to go check this out, and it was... I got to admit, I'm not a hockey guy, but my wife is now.
Really?
Oh, she's all in. She stayed until the end when they did the, how they bring out the stars at the very end of the game. I mean,
sure.
She's still there cheering for those guys. Fleury was off the charts. I mean, it was, I am all in, bro. That was big time.
What do you think about the way the Golden Knights and their PR team connect with the locals, all those messages before the game? I think they've completely nailed that, hooking the fans locally.
No, they've done a great job in a lot of different ways. It's not just the promotion of the Knights, but it's the entertainment of the fans when they actually arrive. And then, you know, I'm sure their return on game per game is just off the charts, not with just the locals, but even folks that have come into town and visit to see a game. I'm sure are looking forward to coming back because of what's been provided. And but specific to what you're asking, I think they've really connected with the whole Vegas Strong concept and the locals and appealing to the pride of, you know, being a Las Vegan.
You know, Coach, obviously UNLV basketball is always going to have its place in the Valley. That what they have done, what you have done, it's going nowhere. But obviously what the Knights have done in the last year, I feel like it's kind of creating somewhat of a rivalry between the two in a good way. Do you feel a little friendly competition from the Knights in terms of maybe lighting a fire underneath you and kind of feeling that motivation from them, a hockey club?
Absolutely not. I mean, why? Why would I feel that? Like, because why? Give me your logic on why I should feel that.
Well, because I think that they're packing the building. They're getting the city behind them. Obviously a lot of people are going to T-Mobile, and UNLV is obviously having their troubles. So it's just the thought process that
people are
excited about the Knights, and not to say they're not about the Rebels, but you get where I'm going.
I get where you're going. That's never where I've been. I was in there. I live in Las Vegas, right? So I had a great time last night in my city cheering my team on. Like, to me, there's no competition. We're two options, and the Raiders get here will be another great option. I was at Louisville when they won. Well, they didn't win the national championship, but they're in the Final Four, and the football team was in the top 10, and they had no professional teams, but the pride and the just the feel good you had to wear a Cardinal shirt or to be on the road traveling or recruiting and to have people just really recognize, you know, your town and how successful they were at that time. And I grew up in LA when we had successful teams and, you know, multiple teams. I don't think I think this town is big enough for more than one winner, I would hope. You know, I think if anybody looks at it from a competition standpoint, they don't truly understand that who Las Vegas is. Las Vegas is more than just a town of, you know, gamblers, and it's a town of people who are basketball savvy, sports savvy, hockey savvy now, football savvy. I think people are going to really enjoy the winning, and we're in the beginning stages of my tenure of starting it off. And, you know, I just think that too many times the mindset, Ryan, that who was that? Reiner asked that, or was that?
Yeah, that was me, Coach Ryan.
And I just think that you guys got to be careful on creating the wrong narrative. Like, that, like, to me, you know what I'm saying, is like, oh, man, you guys are struggling. I'm like, were you here 2 years ago before I got the job? I'm like, no, man, I took over a program with two players, and we have now, I feel, positioned ourselves to continue to grow and grow and grow and get better. And if there's fun stuff to do along the way in town, it's just great for the city, man. Like, I'm all in for the city. I'm not just the Rebels coach. I live in Las Vegas. My family lives in my child's just growing up here. So why wouldn't I want a great environment and a great sports town for everybody?
Marvin Menzies with us here on Cofield and Company. He's part of the 11th Annual Coaches versus Cancer Las Vegas Golf Classic. Got over 220 golfers playing out at Shadow Creek in Southern Highlands. If you want to donate to the cause, go to coachesversuscancer.org. So let's build on that. Your comment there about building, right? Tell people out there why you're so excited in what you have returning, and also what you've added now over the last year or so in terms of recruiting.
Yeah, you know, I think that you don't always want to sound like you're making excuses or you're trying to justify, you know, not being a NCAA team or not winning or going to the Final Four or what have you. I think you got to understand the dynamics and the lay of the land of where it was, and understand that this is a process. So during this process, which is we're, you know, 2 years in, right now I'm excited because of the fact that I think the culture of our program is phenomenal right now. I mean, we just had a 3.1 GPA for the team collectively. We had a, over a 3.0 last semester. Last summer, for both summer sessions, we had a, over a 3.0. I don't know about, I know a lot of people don't care about that, but that's very important to me. It's very, it's one of the reasons I got into the business, was to develop young men and turn them into phenomenal citizens of the planet. So I'm you know, I'm a little bit more philosophical, and it's the winning definitely has to come. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to have all magnum cum laudes and you know, not win any games. But at the same time, it's a part of the process of changing the culture. You know, we have, we've got great student athletes. We've got kids that are all into their city, big time guys that give back to community service as directed. But not only directed, when I get them there, they embrace it. They do a phenomenal job. And so you look at all of the pieces that go into what it takes to have a championship team. You look at Villanova. I mean, you could just point to last year's, you know, national champion. They probably didn't even have a top 100 recruiting class. And it, well, no, they did. Take that back. I think 5 or 6 years ago, they were like number 29 in the country in terms of their recruiting class. But they, I don't think they had one McDonald's All-American. I don't think they just develop kids, and they just have a great culture, you know. And Jay is a friend of mine who used to be here. He's done a phenomenal job of creating the right components that go into to being successful, from everything from nutrition to training to academics to character. And so I'm excited because we're putting a lot of those things into place, and a lot has happened over the last 2 years to move the needle in areas that are necessary to be champions.
I'm glad you mentioned Villanova. Have you tweaked your roster building philosophy at all? With the direction it seems college basketball is going in, where maybe the true big, it's nice to have. Brandon McCoy was tremendous last year, but man, seems like a lot of teams, and especially around the Mountain West with 3-point shooters, you got to have a lot of stretch athletes now.
No question. I mean, you have to put out a product on the floor that's going to give you a competitive advantage. So hence, if you start to look at the lay of the land, like you just mentioned, I mean, you got to be able to shoot the three ball. You've got to be able to have dynamic guards. You've got to be able to defend and switch and ball screens and do a lot of different things defensively that can give teams fits. So you have to recruit to that style of play. You know, and I think you also have to layer your classes like a Villanova, where you've got, you know, seniors and juniors, you know, year after year, not just 1 year, but you're able to say, okay, look, we've got phenomenal, yeah, we had some really good young kids in our program the last couple of years, but when they're juniors and seniors and you've got great young kids following them, now the team is not just successful for 1 or 2 years, but you've basically put yourself into a position where year in, year out, your culture carries you to a championship caliber team every year. Like Villanova not just won it last year, but 2 years ago won it. Well, who they win it with? They won it with juniors and seniors. Yep. The same deal. And that's, you know, they've done a phenomenal job. Don't get me wrong. It's like that's just the perfect example of when you say you want to follow success, for example. That's the paradigm that we're using. We're trying to develop and grow the program and do it the right way.
Is that why you're particularly excited to have guys like Jong, new guys like Ntombwe, and then your latest recruit, who you can tell us about him. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. I'm just going with JTT, Marvin, okay? JTT or JT squared?
Yeah, JT squared's cool. He just, you know, Jonathan's fine. I think I don't even think I could pronounce it correctly. I'll probably screw it up out of one every five times. So, but you know, he's our newest recruit, obviously, that we had to battle some guys for. You know, he wasn't a, I don't believe he's a top 100 kid on those rankings, but we beat St. John's and Gonzaga, you know, to get the kid. I mean, so he's an athletic freak. I mean, the guy's got like a 38-inch or something crazy vertical. He plays as hard as heck. You know, he's started the game late in life, so he's developing at a very rapid rate. So that's very rewarding for a coach that, you know, has some confidence in what he's doing, because obviously I'm going to be able to reap the fruits of my labor with this kid, because I'm going to see him, you know, increase in skill set and development yearly. It's the same thing with Pascal, who's from the same country. Pascal Siakam, who played for Toronto Raptors this year, played for me at New Mexico State. You know, he was very similar in the sense that he was a young man that came in that didn't have – he had the ingredients – but he needed to put the recipe together, and he did that, and he's, you know, he went to the NBA after his sophomore year. Well, he redshirted his first year, but I see Jonathan as one of those kind of guys that, you know, as he develops here, he's going to be able to help us win a lot of games, and then move on.
Marvin Menzies with us. Let's close on the most important thing in this spot. I want you to tell the audience why you feel it's important for you to be involved in Coaches versus Cancer.
Well, when Lon started this fundraiser here in Las Vegas, you know, I was on his inaugural staff as an assistant coach, however many years ago that was. So I'm gonna date myself here, but but you know, when Lon started this deal, it was obviously a great idea, and then all of a sudden it just kept because of the cause, just kept growing and growing and growing, and now, you know, there's so many teams that come in from different cities and states that are represented by that coaches have rallied these foursomes together to come in and play and participate in this. And you know, my father, who's passed since now, not from cancer, but actually was a cancer survivor and beat it, and had prostate cancer, had the surgery, and you know, he ended up dying. That dad was 86, but he had probably 9 years after the surgery that he was able to survive based off of you know, early detection and just the bringing it to the surface to talk about. And you know, and it's all about getting tested, it's all about staying on top of things and making sure that, you know, we do the things that we're supposed to do to raise the funds to continue to hopefully one day, you know, just eliminate this horrible disease from the planet.
One last thing, you have a basketball camp coming up in June?
We do. We've got some individual camps and we've got some team stuff as well coming up in late June, and thanks for giving me a plug there. You can go to my website, CoachMarvinMenzies.com, and get all the info right off of the website.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. The legendary Marvin Menzies.
Take care, guys.
There you go. Marvin Menzies, UNLV head coach. We come back, we are going to talk to another legendary guy, a little bit older. Marvin certainly knows about him since he went to school there. National championship winner at UCLA, Jim Harrick, is on the way.
Finley Toyota. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
On any road, any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your...
Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story that never gets started.
I spy my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Have you heard about One Las Vegas premium high-rise condo community at Las Vegas Boulevard and Blue Diamond? Prices start from the low 300s, and you can own for as little as 3% down. Live just minutes from T-Mobile Arena and the future Las Vegas football stadium. Join us for a special open house this Sunday from noon to 4 and explore exquisite model homes. Enjoy live music, a taco bar, and enter for your chance to win a 60-inch Sharp 4K smart TV. For directions, visit the1lv.com. One Las Vegas preferred lender is the Federal Savings Bank.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. Just ask Vincent, who won over $7,500 on April 8th when he hit four sixes to fill his free Gambler's Bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card. Vincent got paid thousands more, and so can you, by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Now, Theodore got stripped. No call. Here's a two-on-one. Shot from Bufflin, and a kick save. Fleury beautifully coming out to challenge. Two-on-one the other way. Marchessault shooting. Deflected high.
Crazy game last night. Western Conference Finals as the Golden Knights move out to a 2-1 lead. Game four tomorrow. We'll be out in front of T-Mobile, all presented by our friends with Battleborn Injury Lawyer. Speaking of that, Justin Watkins, our legal insider, on the way in about 30 minutes. We've got Coaches versus Cantor, the golf tournament in town. A ton of current coaches, legendary coaches coming in, playing golf, helping raise awareness and money for Coaches versus Cantor. And we're graced by the presence of Jim Harrick, one of our favorites, national champion. Coach Harrick on the horn with us. What's up, Coach?
How you guys doing?
We are good. Doing? We are good. What are you doing with yourself?
Oh, I'm just finished playing 18 today.
There you go. The good life.
Join the sun.
I only have two choices every day. Scrambled or fried, walk or ride.
That's a good life. That's a good life. Love it. All right, so you fired up to coming to town and play golf on these two courses here in Vegas?
I tell you, not only are the courses fantastic, but really what Lon Kruger's done over there has been remarkable. I've been in it for the last few years, and it just keeps growing and growing and getting more popular, and it's all because of how hard he works and gets coaches to come, and we got another full house for a great, great, great cause, and we started this Coaches versus Cantor 18 years ago, and it just keeps growing and growing. We do a national tournament also, but really Lon's has outgrown everything that's ever been done in America, so it's really good, and Vegas is a great place to have it. Everybody really wants to come to Vegas when they can, so it's just nothing but a positive for everybody, and boy, they raise a lot of money. Do a great job.
Yep. Overall, Coaches versus Cantor has raised $110 million since its inception. What's your, these sorts of events, what's your favorite part of the event? What do you like so much?
Well, you know, not very many people ever get to play Shadow Creek, and that's one of the great pleasures in it. And then we've added Top Golf for everybody to go to on Monday night, which is really a lot of fun and a special thing. And the MGM gives us the outside pool area to have a reception on Sunday night. So all of it just going together is really a fun couple days. And I know all the coaches really love to come.
Jim Harrick's on the horn with us. National champion, of course, at UCLA. Were you thinking, actually, just update us, what's going on with CSUN now that Mark Gottfried is there?
Well, I'm going to go out there and be his assistant. How about
really?
That? Coming back. Going back to work. Yeah, absolutely. It's only 20 minutes from my house. I don't have to move. And he called me and said, hey, come on out, and I want you to work for me. And so I'm going to go out there and try to get that thing jump started. It needs a lot of help right now.
What do you envision your role being?
I'm just going to be an assistant coach, just an assistant coach. But I'm going to be on the floor and full-time and everything, yeah. How about that?
I think it's incredible. I think it's awesome. When
you
I
never seen you guys stump for words.
Well, you know, when I hadn't seen an update on it, and I know you were considering coming back. I didn't know if it was officially cemented, but I think you know, getting Gottfried and then adding someone like yourself to run that program is nuts. If you guys get the players, you're going to win.
We're going to have Mo Williams, who played for Marquette, Alabama, and played for the Cavaliers, won a championship a couple of years ago, is going to be on our staff, as well as Jeff Dunlap, who's just finished coaching in the NBA Canada, Canadian NBA League, and did a great job. So we got a great staff, and we just finished recruiting, and we really feel good about it. So we'll see what happens.
Let's talk about some of your past coaching stops. And just from a player standpoint, we're talking to Jim Harrick, who's part of Coaches versus Cancer, starting up Sunday through Tuesday here in Vegas. Who is the best individual you coached during your career?
Lamar Odom. I had Lamar at Rhode Island, and he was by far the best player I've ever coached. Terrific guy. I talked to him the other day, and he's doing well. And he's a really, really good player. I remember the first time I saw him play in college was a practice. First time we practiced, I just sat there and I started shaking, looking left, looking right, looking left, looking right. I said, wow, this guy's a little bit better than everybody else. And he's really good.
And he's doing okay now?
He's doing good, yeah. He really is doing good.
That's good.
He's getting into the marijuana trade. And I told him, I said, you just can't smoke all the product.
It's a problem many of us have, right?
Saying, that's good advice, Coach.
I was just kidding him.
So you, Lamar, even better than Ed O'Bannon, huh?
Lamar Odom was better than Ed O'Bannon, yes.
Yeah.
He was a great, great, great player. He was a 6'10 and a quarter. That could, you know, they asked my little guard, Tyson Wheeler, one time, what do you think of Lamar Odom? He said, well, he can do everything I can do, and he's 6'10 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And Tyson was a little point guard.
Yep.
So he was really a very, very, very talented player. And, you know, he won, I think he's won three rings, and he won one with Wade down in Miami, and then he won two with Phil Jackson. So he's up there. And I'll tell you something. I think Lamar Odom ranked as one of the most popular NBA players that's ever played. Every guy likes him and loves him, and it's just unbelievable outpouring that I saw recently. And he's a very, very popular guy.
That's Jim Harrick with us. On Ed O'Bannon, what are your thoughts in terms of his legacy now after his career going after the NCAA?
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, the only one, the only person got mad and didn't think was very good was the NCAA.
Yeah.
But you know, he didn't do it for money. He did it for the reason that he thinks it's right, and it probably was right. Now, I remember when we won the championship. I think our bookstore made $10 million. You know, selling O'Bannon jerseys and Edney jerseys. And. And then you turn around and Ed is in this on these video games, and they had his number 31 and his likeness running up and down the court, and they're making millions of dollars. And you know, maybe it's not quite right for them to make it off you and you not get a piece of it. And that's what he got that changed. And there's gonna be a lot of changes in the NCAA this year before it's over.
Oh yeah,
they got a lot of work to do.
Yes. Hey, Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks for popping on with us, and we'll see you when you're out here in Vegas. Okay.
All right. Look forward to seeing you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go, Jim Harrick, former coach at UCLA and Rhodey and Pepperdine and Georgia. And just on a personal note that probably one other person remembers, always one of my favorites because I think it was like 98. We were doing, maybe 99, doing something from the Final Four. He sits down, right, doing a radio show. He sits down as a guest, and he looks at me, and he's like, I said, you have a face for radio. I was like, all right, Coach, there you go.
Well, he knows how to talk to you. I know you appreciate that. You remember it 20 years later.
I started cracking up. I'm like, that is awesome. Good way to break the ice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah, $110 million Coaches versus Cancer is raised. We're going to talk to more coaches.
Incredible.
Before the end of the week, if you want to donate, it's coachesversuscancer.org, and they're going to be out there playing two great courses in Vegas, Southern Highlands and Shadow Creek. That's on Monday and Tuesday. Also, the event at Top Golf going down on Monday. All right, we're going to turn the page. We are going to get to an issue that is sort of related to the NCAA. I think of all the organizations that are having to react to the sports betting ban lifted, the NCAA is freaking out behind the scenes, and maybe for a good reason. Ron Artest just came out with some comments about how he was offered back at St. John's to throw a game, so we'll get into that and much more on legalized sports betting on the way with Brett Smiley.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Drink your coffee, have your breakfast, and start your day with Wake Up with the CW.
Traffic and weather together.
Every 10 minutes on Wake Up with the CW.
Weekdays at 7 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tips State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You'll also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Drake,
God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I keep hearing your ads talking about free virus and malware scans on any brand of desktop or laptop PC. I think you're trying to pull one over on us. We know nothing is free. We're not that naive out there in the real world. Signed, no free lunch. Dear No Free Lunch, we mean it. We really will scan your computer for malware and spyware for free. We know that if you have a great experience with us, you'll be so impressed that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. So bring in your computer, no matter what brand of PC it is, to any one of our locations right now for a free virus and malware and spyware scan. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Say goodbye to your malware and spyware. No free lunch. At PC Laptops, we love you.
Have you heard about One Las Vegas premium high-rise condo community at Las Vegas Boulevard and Blue Diamond? Prices start from the low 300s, and you can own for as little as 3% down. Live just minutes from T-Mobile Arena and the future Las Vegas football stadium. Join us for a special open house this Sunday from noon to 4 and explore exquisite model homes. Enjoy live music, a taco bar, and enter for your chance to win a 60-inch sharp 4K smart TV. For directions, visit the1lv.com. One Las Vegas preferred lender is the Federal Savings Bank.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Here's Hallis centering out in front, score! James Neal! The Knights answer right back, 2-1 Vegas. Hallis out of the left corner, hot on the forecheck. Neal walked right out in front, and a yawning net in which to score.
Yep, every time the Jets tied it, made it closer. Seemed like VGK responded. That was a response to get it to 2-1. The call there from Dan Duva on the VGK radio network. So series odds on both of the NHL series. 5 o'clock start today for the Capitals and the Lightning. Caps are minus 165 to win the series. Vegas is minus 220 to win the series. So we do stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
We talk odds all the time. This will become commonplace inside of 5-7 years in most markets with Sports Talk Radio. I think Brett Smiley knows that. He's from sportshandle.com. He's a sports gambling expert who's been covering this legalization story for the last couple of years, and he gives us a couple minutes here on a Thursday. What's up, Brett?
Doing very well. How are you?
I am very good. Very good. Very excited about what's going to happen here in the next 4 or 5 years with sports gambling opening up in many states across the country. So let's go back to the beginning of the story early this week. What exactly did the Supreme Court say with its ruling, and what does that now allow across the country?
Sure. The Supreme Court, they ruled that the 1992 federal ban on sports wagering outside Nevada was unconstitutional. It was based on a 10th Amendment states' rights issue. Justice Alito basically said that states are free to decide whether they want to legalize or not. New Jersey had been fighting this fight for almost a decade. The 92 law grandfathered in Nevada. New Jersey had the opportunity to begin sports wagering. They failed. So anyhow, this is about a quarter century in the making. I'm in New Jersey. People are very excited here. The lawmakers who are involved, they spent about $10 million in legal fees. And Will Hill is here at Monmouth Park, raring to go. They wanted to be ready to take the first wager on Memorial Day, but the legislators asked him to pump the brakes a bit. So the dominoes are beginning to fall. The NCAA is on board as of today with the federal framework, and it's just been insanity trying to keep up.
You mentioned you're in New Jersey. What's reality now in terms of the opening? Because I swear today I was looking at that May 28th date, and I was actually going to book a trip to be doing shows from Monmouth Park. So what's? Oh, I'm cool. Serious. I want to go to the opening. I actually worked at Monmouth Park as 20 something. So I want to be there when it opens up in New Jersey. I'm a Garden State native, I can't wait to see it. So what's reality now?
Well, they have the infrastructure in place. They're ready to go and they want to go. But yeah. Just to say on good terms, the head there, I think it's Dennis Drazin. He's New Jersey actually needs a law in place to regulate.
Right.
So that's they couldn't do that because of the court case. Anyhow, that's coming. It's they're looking to move swiftly to finalize some of the rules and regulations. It's supposed to happen, I think, in the next 2-3 weeks. So I think by the end of June. But you may want to call your airline and push that back a bit.
Yeah, I didn't book it yet. I wanted the expert's take on this, so I'm glad you told me. Pump the brakes. What states do you think are next in line, and what's reality for those states? Are we talking about sometime before the football season or by the end of the year?
We're starting to get a picture of that. Some of it has to do with when the legislative sessions are ending. Some states were more aggressive than others in wanting to put together a framework, but The states that are going to be good to go by probably by football season will be Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, which was also grandfathered in. They've only had NFL parlay wagering that's fairly popular. In Mississippi, they altered their constitution a bit last year, and actually just today is reported they put together their rules and regulations for mobile wagering, all of that. So by the end of the year, you're looking at about 5 new states. I think they all have preparing for NFL and college football in mind. Could be 2 more. New York, they're up against a deadline, and possibly Michigan too, and there could be a wild card somewhere else in the Midwest.
What's your take on the first 4 you mentioned, 4 or 5 that you mentioned, in terms of these integrity fees that are being demanded or at least requested from the major leagues?
If I may have 15 seconds before we get to the integrity fees, some of the you're going to laugh at this. Some of the taxation issues, you know, these states aren't incredibly familiar with it. Pennsylvania right now is imposing, unless they change it, 35% on state tax on gross gaming,
right,
or gross sports betting revenue, compared with yours just under 7.
Right.
So they're facing some resistance on that, and West Virginia did about 10%. But regarding the integrity fees, that's been a whole different battle and subplot. MLB and NBA together in lockstep since the beginning of the year have been in about 20 different state houses presenting their model legislation for what they want to see, and they want 1% off the top, which operators and casinos are obviously very displeased with. They've gotten a little bit of traction in some states, not others. It looks like New York, this is all happening at such a great speed, it's crazy, but New York is going to have a bill coming down tomorrow, and the head of their Senate Racing and Gaming Commission is actually receptive to it. You can read about that in the Washington Post.
That was that's why I said I wanted you to talk about the first 4 or 5 and leave out New York, because I had a feeling with the major league offices, you know, many of them are in New York, that New York is going to be dumb enough to do this.
Yeah, and it appears they are. And he actually projected his numbers that the state would get about $30 million, and they want to pay the leagues between 4 and 10. I can't wrap my head around that. But as far as the other states, you would imagine, New Jersey is, until they recoup their legal fees, I don't think they're not going to give a dime.
Exactly.
But it's interesting because now you have the Murphy administration in, and they weren't there for the whole battle, but there's enough people around that that's not happening. Pennsylvania, they passed their law in 2017, so the leagues will have some work to do there if they want it amended. West Virginia has been a whole different fiasco. They passed a law.
Right.
The governor there owns the property, the Green Bar, where it has a PGA event. The PGA event is now on board with the other two leagues, and he's trying to bring everybody back to the table and call a special session to negotiate something. But I don't think that's going to happen. Mississippi, who knows? But, you know, New York would be a good precedent for them to set after West Virginia. But it's, it's pretty crazy out there. And all that said, I think the main battleground is going to be Washington, D.C. The NCAA today said that they're on board for federal legislation, and Orrin Hatch wants to go ahead and make that possible. If they find an ear there and that happens, that'll be a whole different story, and I don't know if Nevada can get grandfathered again, but it's just been quite a week.
Brett Smiley, SportsHandle.com, covering this legalization of sports gambling across the country issue. It's not officially a go in all these states. You just heard states are trying to work it out from the legal standpoint, the law standpoint. What do you think the odds are of a national rules on this? That seems to be, well, you tell me, you're the expert. I think it's far-fetched that they could get anything done anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, I wish I was privy to some of the conversations happening in Mr. Hatch's office, who is a co-author of PASPA, by the way. And you know, obviously the leagues have lobbying might. I'm not dodging your answer, just want to give a little bit of background.
Yeah.
We're in a midterm season. I don't know how much sports wagering is going to be on anybody's platform. You know, it's certainly a lot easier to support it now that the court has ruled. You know, Congress has other battles to fight right now, like funding the government and health care for children. But it's going to be interesting. The New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone, he introduced this thing called the Game Act last year that would legalize and then basically allow states to opt into it. That's still on the table. If the House flips blue, then he'll become the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. So, and he was on Outside the Lines yesterday, and he said, you know, he very softly. He doesn't agree with the integrity fee. So given that context, well, you know, if 6-7 states have already legalized by the end of the year, then it goes back to the whole states' rights thing, whether Congress wants to step on their toes. To actually get to the question, I haven't tried to handicap this before, I would say that there's, plus 110 that something gets done by June of next year.
Wow. Okay. Well, those aren't bad odds. I don't like it. I think it should be a states' right issue, and I like the competition between the states, and it's also why I've said I don't think this hurts Nevada at all, because I think there's going to be enough dopey states out there that buy into this nonsense where the leagues deserve some money, that Vegas is always going to have the best price available, and you're going to have some states are going to have to pass on. Not only are they going to cheat their citizens out of tax revenue, they're also going to pass on the cost of this, and you're going to see sides cost minus 115, minus 120, maybe even more.
Correct. And you know, a lot of records.